This is the Geeked Out Show, whether car collecting, toy investing. Geeked Out Show got the blessings, crazy. This is the Geeked Out Show, whether comic book reading or anime watching. Geeked Out Show got the options, crazy. We all here, it's your one-stop shop. We geek in, we geek out, 24 on the clock. Whether if you're comic book reading or anime watching, Geeked Out Show's got the options. Dropping every single moment, get a deeper focus. Reminisce toys you never noticed, different views to go with. Different type of nerd issues or nerd tissues. Black holes had to pay those dues, so know the difference. Understand the context clues, we on a mission. From the Barbies to the Lego dude, we got a vision. Safe place for respectable cues, from a real fan. Not ones that's active reviews. So beyond that, don't get the dust cap. It's all love, but where your geek esteem at? Relax while we sip on the Ecto Cool. I know a place most def won't lose you. Here it is.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to episode 228 of the Geek Out Show. This is Gil, Black Hole Comics, your host. I'm here with some special guests tonight. We got Seth.
What's up? What's up? OG coming back.
OG.
And returning co-star, we got Christian.
What's up, man?
Okay, Ghost.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Y'all doing all right tonight?
Well, it's PowerCon weekend. So there's that, right? We're not, all the three of us are not there. So we have that going on for us this week.
I should have been. I was actually supposed to be. Yeah, at the Invincible Toys booth. I was supposed to go and just some things happened. I wasn't able to do it. But Ewert, one of another member of Invincible Toys, was there and he represented and showed off some prototypes and stuff like that. So apparently it was a good turnout. We didn't get to talk I didn't get to talk to him about it in depth, but apparently people are interested, man.
It looked like it was a good show for everybody for the most part. Yeah. Definitely, you know, people were all about it in the Cabal and other places, this and that, and super wild. Just real quick, I just want to address the name of the episode. You can't be fat and mean. There's been a bunch of memes, a bunch of this, a bunch of that, because of all the bullshit with Lizzo and everything like that. I just thought that it was so funny. Everything else like that, I had
that's
to
the real
it.
Reason why I'm on tonight is because he needed another fat person.
You know, Christian, not only Christian's are we big, but enough. we're humble, we're not mean.
Christian just isn't fat enough for this episode, so I have so that's why I'm here.
So yeah, let's go ahead and get into it a little bit though. Let's go ahead and get into our weeks. Seth, what you been up to, man? It's been a while since we heard from you.
Right, so I'll just go over my past year. So, it's been pretty good, man. I'll start with last weekend. I had a toy show. It's kind of hard.
Heath is saying, no, it's okay. Heath is saying that you can be fat. It's just going to be hard. Or you can be fat and mean. It'll just be hard to be liked.
Yeah, that's true.
Seth,
you have to have a good personality when you're fat, or it just doesn't work.
100%, man.
Yeah. But, I've been doing toy shows, hitting those up. I had a couple good ones. Tampa Bay Comic Con was the weekend before last, and that was a good turnout. It was, like, one of my bigger shows that I kind of did by myself. I say kind of because my friend Jeff joined me on Saturday and Sunday, and we kind of split the booth. But it was really good turnout, you know, talked to a lot of people and just had a good show. And then this weekend, I took my kids to the slime factory where they get to make slime. My daughter's obsessed with slime. So we did that, and we've seen turtles.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
I still haven't watched it yet, unfortunately.
All right. Well, it's good. I like it as a turtle fan. It's different, but it's good.
That seems to be the consensus. Is like I've heard everybody say like it's great. It's good. Best Turtles movie. Period.
I wouldn't say best. Yeah, I mean they're bugging, but
that came from Jade, and he's a Turtles fan, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. No, nothing beats, you know, the original Turtles movie, like from the 80s. I'm sorry.
90s. It's all 90s. Good. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Rick Emmert, what's up, dudes?
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey, Rick.
Kev, what up? What's happening?
You're
what's happening? What's happening? What else did you do? And I gotta say, dude, I'm really happy that my kids aren't into slime because, bro, that shit is like hard to get out of the carpet or hard to get out of like comforters and blankets.
Well, we got Kyle. Just, like, we got Kyle, so she knows where she's allowed to.
There you go.
She has her play area, and like where she, whenever she's painting or doing slime or anything like that, it's in a designated area. So, yep. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, man. Just, you know, doing all the toy stuff and spending time with the fam. What about you, Miguel?
Me? Nothing really, bro. Just chilling. Just was working and stuff like that. And just a lot of BS going on over there. So I don't really want to get into that, to be honest. Just it's all some BS. But, you know, definitely just trying to make some moves. I got a toy show actually coming up next week that I'm working with Matt. It's funny that you bring up, you know, toy shows and this and that, because I got one coming up. One double booked, and you can't be in two places at once. So rather than trying to, like, have half of the stuff in one show and one in another, or the other half in another, he's all like, you just want to take over for me? So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll split it with Matt, because it was three booths, and I'm like, dude, I maybe have enough for, like, one and a half, maybe two. That's kind of pushing it. But I was like, at least if I have Matt there, then it'll like look a lot fuller.
It'll fill out the booth.
Yeah, it'll definitely look fuller than being so fucking empty. Like a solid booth and a half to two being full, then the third one just being a complete empty space.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm all like, nah, I can't be doing that. But yeah, man, just trying to get little things little by little. Heard from Juan, it is a go for me to get a physical location, which is pretty awesome. So this is the first time I'm actually saying something on the podcast. I'm getting a physical location with Juan. I'm going in with Juan and a couple other buddies in the Bay Area. So we're going to kind of have like a Frankenstein's, you know, thing going on, kind of like an indoor flea market type of thing. And I'm going to be one of the vendors there. So it'll be pretty dope. It's looking like next month though, because they did hit a snag with construction. That's going to be delaying things for about 2 weeks. So we were looking at the end of this month. So now it's looking like mid next month. So I'll keep you guys updated as those details develop. But, you know, anybody who wants to stop by and say what's up, I'll give you guys a physical location once I have it. Let you know the moving date. Christian, what about you, bro?
Not much, man. Just, you know, just work pretty much. That's it, man. Just been working and trying to. I haven't even got my new place together. We moved into a new place and still haven't. I've been busy the most of the weekends, and so I still ain't got stuff together, but I'm going to try to do that this next weekend. So, yeah,
little that's pretty by much little, it. Bro.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Kev. I appreciate that. And then Kev also said, bro, my 12-year-old goes so hard at slime, got me ordering food by the gallon on Amazon and shit. Yeah. Dude, I don't miss those days at all.
Crazy.
What's up, bro? What's happening? How's it going? Thank you for subscribing, too, by the way. I just got that notification. I appreciate that, brother. So, yeah. Let's go ahead and get into some comic book pickups. Anybody pick up anything?
I picked up some comics on my shelf and put them back down. but I haven't been to a comic book shop in forever. I don't even feel like worthy to be on this podcast anymore, because like my last pickups for myself was probably my last episode, to be honest with you. It's been crazy.
It happens, man.
It's as far as here. Books or just anything?
Anything. Oh yeah. I think
what about you, Christian? Since Seth is letting us down right now.
Well, I'm gonna continue the trend and let everybody down.
All right, I'm going to be honest here. Me too. I was hoping that you guys were going to save me. I ordered some trades on Amazon, but I did not pick up anything.
Okay, so I was eyeing the San Diego Comic-Con Kiss X-Men issue. Have you seen that?
I have, dude. That thing's gorgeous.
Oh, and I kind of want that. I might pull the trigger on that because it's not too expensive.
You should.
Cool. Yeah. Say hi, at least now, right?
Yeah. Definitely. I would say pick that thing up, man.
And well, speaking about of pickups, the 90s cartoons.
Yeah, for sure, man. I was going to say, talking about pickups, man, because there's something else here that I think kind of, you know, throwing it back with Spec Deck / what's the issue here. I got something coming up, a variant that's going to be, I think that's going to be hot. But anyways, so there's going to be a one-off Halloween special for Gargoyles. It's a, just like I said, one of one Gargoyle special, and it takes place, as you guys know, in the Gargoyles universe. They continued where the animated series kind of like left off, so to speak, the Dynamite universe. It's kind of, it's technically canon, but it's technically its own thing since we don't really know what the true sequel or where it's going, but they're continuing that story, right? So they got younger gargoyles and whatnot, and they're taking one of the younger gargoyles on their first, you know, trick-or-treat during Halloween. This is one of the covers. I think it's pretty dope. We got Bronx here, and I have no idea. I would honestly be lying if I guessed, or if you guys asked me what the name is. I have no idea the little gargoyle's name. I know that he's dressed up as a pirate, which is pretty dope. And then the other dog, which looks really fucking sick, and I would totally go for a NECA figure of this. I think that this could totally
fit. The other dog's name is Felicia.
Stop lying, dude.
I'm pretty sure, but, you know, I could be wrong.
Here goes a variant, which it's, I really, what just happened? Okay, I like it other than Goliath. I don't like Goliath's face there. It's a different take. Just, I'm not the hugest fan of this.
Yeah, he looks like he got plastic surgery.
Yeah, he just looks a little weird.
Somebody took a chisel to his nose while the sun was up.
Yeah, something like that. That's what it was. The most notorious Spider-Man story ever told, part two, which I don't know what they're talking about. Do you? What's the most notorious Spider-Man story? Do you guys know?
Can you zoom in on the picture?
It looks like it's MJ. I'm not 100% sure. It looks like a woman wrapped around him.
I mean, Kraven's Last Hunt is the first one I think about for some reason.
But I'm just like,
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure what this is. I'm just like, two, what's up with this? If anybody down below is commenting, I'm going to check right now. Nope, I don't see anything. So I'm not 100% sure on what they mean by that, but the cover is interesting. I like the lighting. It's pretty cool with the blue and the purple and whatnot. And I'm assuming that's Mary Jane, like I said. So just being told that it's like a dark story. Oh, so this is the one that I was saying. But what if the Amazing Spider-Man is number 35? So it's an ASM 35 currently for the current run. This is dropping in October. So there is a 1 in 25 and a 1 in 50 variant. The 1 in 50 variant is a black and white sketch version. This is the 1 in 25 regular version. And I don't know, man. I like this Disney 100. I would say it's probably pretty good. I don't know. Speculation here. Pick it up. If you can, pick it up.
To be honest, anything you like that says Disney 100 on it, you should just pick up, because I feel like
absolutely
it's going to be worth
Funkos, something. Whatever. Yeah, it's going to be something. It's going to go up in price.
Disney but, stuff always is.
But I do say stuff you like that way, just in case it don't, you still like it.
But, dude, Mickey and Spider-Man. Those are two great things to go in on. Cash in on Disney 100. What if Mickey Mouse was bitten by a radioactive spider? 100 years of wonder. I'm definitely digging this, though.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
He's going to be in the next Spider-Verse movie.
For sure. Confirmed. You heard it here first. Hallows Eve is a new comic that's starting with Marvel that's going to be debuting in October. There's a lot of stuff coming this October, you know, going into the spooky season and all that stuff. And the team, did I get something with the, I did not get anything with the team. Damn it. Okay. I know that the Scarlet Witch for sure on the team, but you know, we got Thanos mask here, Fing Fing Foom, Spider-Man, Werewolf or Werewolf by Night, Dracula, and then a couple other faces. So Hollow's Eve. We got Cap Wolf coming back in the Howling Commandos.
That's cool.
That's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. Same thing in October. And then, like I said, talking about Scarlet Witch, Crypt of Shadows. This is very interesting. Very interesting team here. We got Scarlet Witch, Hulk, Daredevil, and Deadpool. I feel like that's a very random-ass team. I don't know how they get together, but I'm interested.
We got, I feel like Man-Thing, they should have went Red Hulk just because everyone else is red.
Yeah.
Missed definitely. Opportunity, Marvel. Jeez.
Yeah, definitely. They, I feel like, yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Man-Thing, Werewolf, and I'm not sure if that's supposed to be the Invisible Man or what back here, but Crypt of Shadows. Like I said, a bunch of spooky stuff this for this Halloween. So stuff to be on the lookout for in your local comic book shop. So those, what you call it, the Halloween-inspired, all the spooky stuff is like that last stretch, that last week of Halloween. I think it starts the 24th, roughly, that week. Moving forward, all those books drop like around that same week. So if you're feeling anything in the spooky season. Moving on to collectibles pickups. Seth, you pick up anything?
Nothing for myself. Mm-hmm. I just got a bunch of stuff to resell. Like,
RG, what's up? Art?
I did get in. I did get in the Muhammad Ali set.
You got it in already? Damn.
Yeah. So that is for myself. But it's kind of trash, bro. To be honest.
Why is that?
I was really disappointed.
Yeah. I was gonna pose it with my Mike Tyson Storm collectibles, and they don't look very good together because obviously, you know, Storm collectibles is way more detailed. But then it made me look at the Mattel, and I was like, the face, the head sculpt kind of doesn't even really look like Muhammad Ali, and the body's kind of basic. So I don't know how I feel about it. I was didn't Storm Collectibles make a Muhammad Ali?
They did.
That might be the one to go for then.
It's going for a pretty penny right now. I think I want to say roughly about 200 right now.
Hopefully, maybe the Muhammad Ali from this one brings it down. And then if I can get it for a good price, I can sell the 2-pack and then get that one. Because I really just wanted a Muhammad Ali in the collection. And I was like, oh, this is a good one. So.
Wow, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I got that 2-pack coming as well. It should be here tomorrow or Tuesday. One of those days. Yeah. I also got a different 2-pack as well coming by Mattel as well. But the Usos coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, those actually look pretty good. But
they do.
They're the Ultimates, so I think that's the difference.
Oh, right here. Rick, NECA made that comic Muhammad Ali versus Superman. I forgot about that. That one's actually really good, but isn't it like in a cell shaded?
I think it's cell shaded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, go ahead. Why don't you show off what you got, Christian, and I'll go grab it real quick.
All right.
Yeah, go for it, man. Go for it.
All right, man. I got a few things. Let's see. I finally got my Demetrios. No cape, no skirt. I'm part of the no skirt, no cape gang. So, but it's cool, man. I think I'm going to open it. I don't know. I want to open it, but then I kind of want to wait until I get the skirt. But I don't know. I might open it anyway.
Dude, it's a kick ass figure. I just got to say.
Yeah. It looks sick, man. Regardless, some people say they don't want it without the cape. I know the cape and the skirt is going to set it off big time, but it still looks good like that, man. And I've seen already people put their own capes on it and stuff like that. So just for the meantime, so
yeah, Rick. So that part you of didn't the no cape either. Did you get your skirt then, Rick, or was it just the cape? I'm just kind of curious, like, if people got different things, because, like, I seen somebody put up no, I think they said no skirt, but they got
really?
I don't know, man. I'm not 100% sure what entirely is going on, dude.
Yeah,
I
mean, and then there's
it kind of sucks that they sent it off like that. But the good thing is at least they sent out those emails and saying, hey, you know, let us know what you don't have and we'll send it to you. But the thing that sucks is hopefully everyone's being honest and true.
Well, yeah, and that's not the fucking thing. Because everybody's been posting on Cabal, like, man, I don't know, because people are gonna say I didn't get mine and they got one already. Yeah. So,
RG2, me too, just opened it. I still love it, and I had to take pics for it. Yeah, dude, 100% RG. I took some pics yesterday, man. I went, like, you know, I'm nothing crazy. I'm no Trevor. I'm no, you know, Darius or anything like that. But I had a bunch of fun. And I feel like, you know, if you compare yourself to them all the time, obviously you're going to set yourself up for disappointment.
Of course.
But, like, I was just like, dude, I had fun, and I took some, I felt like, some great pictures. And that was, like, my favorite one that I posted yesterday that I put up.
Hell yeah.
This is really cool. I used the Tamashii Nation's wind effect, the green one that was spiraling around him. I felt like that. It kind of makes sense. Like, he looks like he'd be, like, a magic spellcaster type of thing, so.
Yeah, you put that up, and I started looking at the Canna Beam stuff, and I think I'm going to get some Canna Beams ones.
Dude, I was actually looking at that because they opened up orders for some new spell effects last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually looking at that. I was like, maybe I want to get, because they have the evil one that has, like, the
black, yeah, that's the one that I want.
Yeah, and then they have the good ones with the white.
Yeah.
And then they just have, like, the regular neutral ones. Yeah, I use the flame effects with the Mistress. Oh, nice. I'm going to have to check that out then.
What's Seth,
you want to show us real quick?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, shit. Hold on. My bad, bro. I put a solo on myself. Hold on. Let's check out that Muhammad Ali. See, the packaging looks great, man.
Well, yeah. So you have the outer packaging, which, you know, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, the GOAT.
Right. All that good stuff. Then this is what's on the inside.
Okay, that's cool.
Right. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee on the top. And it opens up like that.
That's cool.
So it's definitely a cool set. But
you almost kind of want to just keep it on card, that, like, to be honest.
Yeah. But then you kind of get...
Oh, that's kind of cool. You just took out the plastic insert right there, huh? And then you can grab the figure.
And then all that's the accessories. Cool. They got the ring in the background.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the accessories are down there. But you can see what I mean about, like, his bike. He kind of looks cheap. Just...
It kind of looks like him, but then it kind of doesn't. It looks like
it looks a little weird.
You know, someone like tried to draw Robinson. Him for him.
It looks like Sugar Ray Robinson and Muhammad Ali had a baby.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say, it looks like someone tried to draw him from memory from, like, all right. I seen him, like, 30 years ago, so, like, it looks like to draw him from memory.
So, I don't know. And then, I mean, one of the other head sculpts might be better, but... I was like, no, you know what? I'll just go get this one for, like, this one. And there was another figure I forgot I got. I only bought it because it was only $6.
Oh, dude. Endeavor.
I got it for $6. Endeavor.
Hey, that's not bad, dude.
From FYE. So I was like, why not add to the shelf?
Yeah, dude, Endeavor, the new number one.
Oh, and for comic book pickups, I know I'm going backwards. I had a Power Rangers number one. I got it signed by Zach, Aisha, and I don't know why I'm saying their Power Ranger names. What's the other
Walter Jones. Walter Jones is the Black Ranger, Zach.
Yeah.
Aisha, I can't remember her real name. I'm sorry.
I can't either. And then the other Pink Ranger.
Something Sutherland?
Yeah, something.
Cat, right?
Cat, yeah, Cat. But
hey, that's dope, dude.
I can't think of her name. So I got to get Billy.
I appreciate
Billy, Jason, I gotta get Billy, Jason, Rocky, and Adam. And that's really all. I already have JDF. Obviously, I don't have Trini, but yeah. And the cool thing is, I have one con that's coming up where I can probably get everybody except for Amy Jo Johnson. The other
pink she's lady. She's the hardest one to get a to get signatures and shit like that from, because she doesn't really do a lot of cons. And if she does cons, she doesn't exactly do signings. And I guess like it all has to do with like she had like a bad experience where like, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was out here in the Bay or LA, something like that in Cali, where.
What did you do, Gil? So,
it wasn't me, dog. It wasn't me. Some dudes were like rude as fuck and like mean and like I guess like.
Oh, I thought you like
try to make some advances at her type of shit.
I thought you like grabbed her nalga or something like that.
No. I'm respectful, dude. I'm respectful.
Yeah, Christian. I mean, hopefully I can get them all, but you know, it'd be cool to just have a number one signed by all the Mighty Morphin Rangers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude. That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, Christian. We kind of like hijacked your.
Oh, what that's else cool. Did you get, man? So I pre-ordered this a long time ago, and it finally came in. But I got that Ken the Eagle.
Oh snap! Talking about Storm Collectibles, there you go.
Yeah, it's my first Storm Collectibles. No, I haven't opened it. I saw some reviews, and I'm not really digging like the plastic cape. So I'm gonna see if somebody can. I like the Drake cape. You know this one that comes in it. I like that one fine, but the other ones are kind of they're like huge and. I mean, they might be fine for some pictures and stuff, but I think I'm going to try to get somebody to give me a cloth cape so that way it goes a little better. So I haven't had a chance to open that up.
What's up,
Omar? And then my last pickup, I just picked this dude up and I just barely opened him. So I haven't really messed with him that much, but I picked up the Shipwreck.
Oh, snap.
Okay. Yeah. They had a lot of things at Target, man. I had to contain myself.
Dude, so, it's actually a trip, man, because like I recently went to Target for the first time in like a while, and like they were really stacked with a bunch of different Joes, and they had some pretty decent Marvel Legends as well. So I was just kind of surprised. I was just like, damn, okay, like Hasbro actually has like some decent stock out there.
Yeah, because I saw the wave of the Marvel Legends with the female Daredevil and the Miles.
I seen everybody except for the female. I did not see the female Daredevil, and I was like, damn.
Oh, you didn't see?
If
I almost got Daredevil it, but I was there, like, yeah.
Dude, I probably would have got that, to be honest.
And I seen somebody else saying that Ben Reilly's pretty good, too. And I saw that one.
That's the other thing. Chasm and Ben Reilly weren't there. So Ben Reilly, Chasm, and Electra Daredevil. Everybody else was there. Tarantula, Miles, the dude with the purple mask, wannabe Baron Zemo ass. Jessica Drew, or Spider Woman. Kind of thing. Yeah, all those were there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's anyway. It. That's all I got.
This is week. It?
Right. Yeah.
Well, me too. Like I said, the Demetrius, I shut it off. Great fucking figure. Can't wait. Real quick, shout out to Team Money. Thomas Money, if you don't know him. He's around in the cabal. He's around in IG and all that other stuff. Super dope dude. He hooked up me and Christian with a set of, PowerCon exclusives. He was all like, hey, Gil, I know that you didn't get to go. I do know that you wanted the Whiplash tribute. They're unfortunately Scourge. Selling it as a – yeah, Scourge. They're unfortunately selling it as a two-pack. So you weren't able to just pick up, like, one. You had to get both. It wasn't, like, one or the other. It was one or – I mean, it was both or nothing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't really want the mini faces, dog. I was like, it's probably going to be a pass, to be honest. I'll probably just fucking wait. But then you were like, hey, I want that shit. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, we went in on it together, you know, type of deal. And then,
yeah.
You know, I was just like, hey, all right, here goes the money. Then he's gonna send it later on this week, which I was just like, take your time, dude, because I know you're coming back and this and that and shit like that. So I was like, I don't want you to stress about that shit. So we have those on the way, Christian.
Yeah. All my homies fell through, unfortunately, so I'm not getting none of those.
That sucks, man. I'm sorry. Because I know that they limited it to one of each exclusive, or one of each figure, I think, every day.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I did get this, though, by Mezco. The 112 Collective Green Ranger, the MezCon or San Diego Comic-Con, whatever you want to call it, the exclusive. So I was super happy with this, really digging it. It's a bit bigger than I was expecting, to be honest. And I was just like, oh, shit. It's taller than a regular 112 scale figure, like a, what you call it? I think it was taller than the Black Panther, the pinless one. And then it's kind of, it's definitely like a lot bigger than the Lightning Collection. I was just like, holy shit. But I did a kind of cool photo, same thing. I was inspired, like these two dudes, man, they inspired me to take some photos. I haven't really taken a photo in like over a month, and just, I was having a bunch of fun.
You have,
I like posing these guys up.
Was it? You have the head sculpt, the Tommy head sculpt close by, or?
I do, and you know what? I haven't even looked at that thing. Like, I've just kept it in the box. I haven't even looked at it, like, to be honest. Like, I know I've seen Darius's review and stuff like that, but I haven't looked at it personally. So let me dig that thing out real quick. Hold on. And it doesn't look terrible, but it kind of doesn't look like JDF to me. Like maybe I'm tripping here, but it doesn't look like JDF.
It looks better than the Muhammad Ali likeness. I don't know, because I seen that Super 7 one, and that one looks garbage.
Yeah, this looks like it would probably belong to like a... Uh-oh, there goes the head. The one thing I don't like, I don't really like how the headband is like darker, like a dark green.
Yeah.
I wanted it to almost be like the same type of color, like a brighter green. I know for a fact he's probably worn like the darker green before, but I'm just not a huge fan. I'm just like, cool, pass. I know you told me, Seth, that people have been making like civilians, and I'm just like, ooh, I might make a civilian Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting the body from, but the body is skinnier. It's not really buff, and it's like a muscular. It looks more like a Bruce Lee body, but with a shirt on, I think it would look really good.
So in my head canon, JDF is a beefcake, so I'm gonna make him buff as shit. All right, so
like my Stan Lee, like my Stan Lee custom.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Buff as shit, boy. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get into some buff as shit. Get into some collectibles pickups real quick. All right, I mean collectibles news. My bad. And
we had some.
Let's go ahead and start off with Cosmics. I mean, this is the thing that I feel like everyone. Whoa, what the hell? How did it switch? Oh, man. It was supposed to be this one first. Hold on. My bad, guys. I was really interested into this one. Like, this is the first one that really caught my eye out of the wave. And this is giving me, like, Space Pirate type vibes. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you guys, right? I think it's cool.
Sorry, my bad. I'm trying to put away the tray and shit.
See, the thing is, like, I can't help but like think, like, I want to put this in a Star Wars type, you know, realm. But then when you have the human head. Or the not human, but when you have like the non-helmeted head, it looks more like something from like Avatar or something.
I can see that because it kind of looks like the same type of like skin, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just not as blue.
But, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like it definitely does look like more like a space pirate with the helmet on, without it. You know, you could do different looks and different this, different that. I know the one thing is that the actual pirate-looking boots, dude, I really dig those, and that's pretty dope that they're giving us some new parts, new this, new that, and that's definitely, I feel like, compatible with Mythic Legions. I mean, I know some people want to keep stuff pure and just, like, whatever's Mythic, keep it Mythic and don't do any cosmic stuff with it. And whatever's cosmic going to
be. Well, I can see like a,
yeah, I can see like a dark elf type vibe, you know, with this head sculpt. Because to be honest with you, I would probably display it with the helmet head or the camera head, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The camera head.
Yeah.
Our exclusive head that we have for Legion's Con actually fit the vibes of like Space Pirate. So actually I was like, damn, I kind of want to paint it to go with this, but the character's supposed to be a male, not a female. So I think we're going to have to do, I would have to do like a different upper torso. And that's the other thing is that it seems like they're implementing a lot of diaphragm joints recently. So let's keep it moving. But I'm just like, holy shit, man. The Horsemen, shout out to them, man. They definitely do try to hook up the fans and stuff like that. I'm not really feeling those hands. They're ugly and creepy as shit. I kind of want more like some claws or paws or something like that. It's just fucking gross. But this is pretty dope, dude. Like the beast. I mean, this is what you see is what you get here. There's no really anything extra. But dude, I like it. It's dope.
Yeah.
It kind of speaks to me. You guys know that I'm a sucker for like kaijus, monsters, and things of that nature. So I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I feel like he's high.
Just a little bit.
He on some space, dust or something.
Yeah.
Space cocaine.
Yeah.
This is pretty dope, dude.
This is probably my favorite one.
Space dwarf.
Yeah. This is probably like my favorite one.
Yeah,
I don't remember what video game it was, but there was a video game that had something like this in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, that head on it, man. Just there goes the different heads that you could have, and I'm really digging this, man. And I like that we're getting, you know, like what you call it, all the domes or the helmets and stuff like that. It's really cool. Looks like we're getting like breathing tubes that you could port around and use as you will. Different gripping hands, pointing hands, all that stuff. Got the space hammer, got a little pistol here.
I kind of want to paint these up the aliens from Toy Story.
Oh yeah.
I think that'd be dope. Yeah,
dude, this thing is pretty cool too.
I want to put the
neck with him. He's 50% neck.
I want to see this in Star Wars. Once again, I'm sorry. I know it's Cosmic Legions. I'm sorry, but this looks
seems like Tusken Raider type vibes.
Like something straight out of Star Wars. Like I can see this.
Yeah.
You know.
Like you could it totally seems like you could army build this too, man. Like have a whole entire tribe of them and then just do like different like tattoos or like some type of like something on them, markings. Yeah. Those are dope as hell. I like them. And then you can see the alternate, you know, you got one head sculpt with the eyes, one with the goggles, and then the different, you know, the pauldron, bag, goggles, so you could probably just put around the neck, all these different hands and stuff. This was a surprise because we don't have really anything like this with Legions, like Mythic Legions. Just a bunch of accessories. It's pretty dope. I think that's pretty fucking awesome, I gotta say.
That's literally what my generator looks like.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So like I think it's cool that they did this little kind of diorama set that really could be used with so much different things.
Yeah,
you could definitely just put it like in your display, or if you want to take pictures. I feel like, man, this is definitely friendly to the photographers, to the displayers, to the people that want to have just cool little shit scenes like on their shelves or take pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then the fact that these are like just white or whatever, like you could easily just repaint them to something else if you want to. This, I'm, you know, somebody said it in the chat, I can't remember, that it's almost like Buzz Lightyear space ranger type vibes. And yeah, I mean, it kind of is, man. It definitely kind of does seem like that. And
well, you know, customs are heavy with the Four Horsemen and Mythic Legions. So I would imagine there would be no difference with Cosmic Legions. And like I said, I can see the other ones being like space aliens from Toy Story. So that one can easily be a Buzz Lightyear if you want it painted up white, green, neon green, and purple.
Yep. And then it's cool that it has, like, you know, the arm blaster, got the pistol, then you also got the saw. And then you get the, you know, you get the regular head, then you get the head with the removable faceplates here. You know, you got the kind of dome looking, like the Cobra Commander, then just the faceplate where it looks like a face inside the helmet, and then just like a, I don't know, mechanical type of mask going over it. I think that's all pretty dope, man, and all, you know, all the different hands.
I like the colors, like, on the head.
Yes.
That red and yellow.
See, once again, I kind of want to mix and match that head. All those heads, I kind of want to make like their own.
Like their own figure?
Their own Mythic Legion
things,
you know what I'm saying? Now, this is the one that kind of looks like Cobra Commander because it has that shiny.
Yeah.
And I've already seen somebody say you can just slap some water slide Cobra Commander or
the little Cobra symbol.
Cobra symbol. Yeah.
All you can over get those it. On eBay, bro. You can get them like 1/12 scale or 1/10 scale for like.
And you really don't you can even get
like
have
a
to
dozen
paint
for like $2. Huh? Not at all.
Because it's already kind of done up. Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? What happened to the. I guess I don't have the mail, or I don't know what happened with the order. Here goes the Lizard Man, which is pretty dope, man. I thought this was just going to be like a repaint of Olic, but it's not, man, because I don't think Olic has the diaphragm joint like that.
I'm not mistaken, be honest?
I don't believe he does.
I feel like this kind of fits in with either or. Like, if this had Mythic Legions on the package, I wouldn't even think twice.
100%, man, because I was looking at. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next one. These pauldrons, I was like, dude, I feel like they could go to orcs.
Orcs or even elves, like an elf, you know, with some wooden pauldrons, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
like
a lot of...
Or something like that, a dwarf.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been saying, that this wave is kind of blending in with the mythics and the cosmics.
Yeah. Well, definitely with this character, the... what you call it, the orange guy, with the two like weird looking eyes, that almost like Tusken Raider type of vibes, and stuff like that. Definitely with the other characters.
I like the constipated shit face on the right.
Let him be, man. Funny. Let him be. Damn, I must have not put in the male Space Ranger dude, but yeah, basically the same as the female, just rather than purple is blue. This, I'm not 100% sure, but this is I'm not sure if it's Dino Riders or what the hell, if that's what somebody said, but this is, I forget the name of the company already. Something, oh yeah, there we go. The people who make Beast of Mesozoic, what is it? God damn it, where's the company name? Damn it. But it's the same people, I think, is, you know what? I don't even want to, like, lie. But here goes the prototypes of the male and female, and they got a bunch of other characters that they're making, and then everything from, like, a T-Rex to, like, a Velociraptor, where they're basically, like, mechanized and this and that, like, mech parts, weapons, all this other shit. Like, I have no say-so or, like, any skin in the game with the property, but I'm just like, these look fucking badass, and I'm just, like, almost like... kind of want to get it, man, just because of how cool it looks. Like, dude, look at this.
Is it Creative Beast Studios?
There we go. There we go. Yep. Yeah, thank you, Christian. I thought it was something like that, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Sharks, dude, with freaking laser beams.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That's exactly what it is. It's the same studio that did the Arctic Dragon, I believe. This dragon back here. This dragon is fucking sick. I don't know when they're going to put up the pre-orders for that one, but I definitely want it. Seth, Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, Street Sharks. I used to watch it.
Besides that, do you know that the 30th anniversary is coming up next year, man? And Mattel is looking to bring back the toys.
That's awesome. I love hearing that. I hope they do it justice and do it right.
Because the last one that they did on Mattel Creations was shit.
No, that was trash. I would like to see updated, you know, more articulated. Like, I feel like Super 7 would be a good company to do them. But, you know, fun fact, I actually talked to the creator of Street Sharks, and he was actually down to do a comic book with me. He was going to help me write it. But I wanted to cross it over with Biker Mice from Mars, which now Nacelle owns, and that's probably so far-fetched. And when I was working for Scout, Kevin Eastman was supposed to be doing a book. One of his books was going to be published by Scout. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I can do this Turtle, Street Shark, Biker Mice comic book mashup and get everyone on board. And the only one that said yes was Street Sharks guy. And he was actually willing to talk to Mattel about doing it and everything. So it was pretty cool. It was a fun
idea. I would be up for that.
Idea when it lasted, but while it lasted. But yeah, it got shut down quick, man.
So the one thing I have read everywhere that it seems like it's just going to be like redos of the original toys, not like, you know, just complete 100% reissues. It's going to be new materials, plastics, and this and that. But looks like they're kind of just looking to redo the retro figures, which, you know, it's not a terrible idea, but I probably wouldn't be as interested if it was newly updated, articulated with new sculpts.
Yeah, and this and that. They should do like they did with the Origins, you know, like the retro with the modern articulation. That'd be cooler.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll take retros because I mean, I've owned all the originals at one point, but I got rid of them when I got out of collecting. So I'd probably buy them again just to buy them. To be honest,
gotcha. I'm a Nika showed this off over at PowerCon, and it's not exactly just reissues of the two-pack ninja, or sorry, the Foot Clan, the Foot Soldiers. It kind of is, but kind of isn't. You know, it's a different box. They're repackaging a Secret of Ooze, but it's basically the same thing. Nothing really different.
Yeah, good army builder. I love
getting this. The Foot Soldier Kino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually going to get this one.
I wonder if it's going to come with the little
I think it does.
Punching with bag. The that would be kind of cool.
I think it does. I think it was shown with the bag.
Okay. Oh, really?
And everything, okay. Yeah.
The extra stock one?
Eh.
Two-pack. I'm just like, I don't really think that we need this, to be honest. I think they kind of just could have did one ultimate version of just the one in the lab with the CCRI canisters, clipboard. I don't think we needed all this one and the hazmat suit or whatever the, you know. I'm just like, I don't need that. I'm good. I'll pass.
This it's is cool, all the accessories. It's going to sit on Target, though.
Yeah, it's going to sit there for a while. What you call it? Whose throne was this? Was this the Super Shredder's throne? Like, did he sit down on that? Like, I'm not understanding what this is and where that's from.
It's like a bunch of surfboards. But
with some barrels.
Take away my TMT card right now.
For real. Rebel Tech Racerhead. It looks cool, but it's a pass for me, man. I did a kit bash, you know, using McFarlane and Mezco parts.
Obviously, I still want to do that.
More articulated, but I really like how that McFarlane and Mezco mash it, the little kit bash looks. So I'm like, I'm good off this. I'll pass. So that's all we got. Let's go ahead and get into some anime, which you guys been watching. Christian, you want to start us off?
I've still been watching Bleach. Thousand Year War. I'm up to episode 3 or 4.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's getting interesting, man. I like it. I'm liking it so far.
So, 3 or 4. I'm trying to think. Where did they? Where's what's going
it's
on?
It's where they explain the Quincy's. They go more into the Quincy's, about the Quincy's and stuff like that. How, you know, they thought they were all gone, but they're still around. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's about it. That's the only anime. Yeah, that's the only anime. And I saw the turtle movie like yesterday. So.
Oh yeah, I guess that counts. You want to go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, man. I really enjoyed it, man. I didn't. You know, I wasn't. I'm not like I'm from the old school. I'm from, you know, the original Turtles. You know, like from the, you know. And the ones they're about to put on Nickelodeon again. And so that was my Turtles and stuff like that. But I'm not one of those that are just like, that's my Turtles and that's it. You know, I understand, you know, they got to keep, the Turtles have been around for a long time and they've been, you know, changing and stuff like that. And they got to do that in order to keep going on, because, you know, you got to try to introduce it to the new audience, the new kids, to get them into it. And then, like I was telling my wife, I was like, if they get interested, like this one, I think a lot of kids will get interested. And then, because there was a lot of kids, because I went to Alamo and, you know, it's kid friendly when they have the animated movie. So there was quite a bit of kids in there. And, you know, they all stayed quiet for the most part. You know, they were watching the movie and enjoying it. And so I think that this one will bring a lot more, you know, the kids into it. And then hopefully, you know, someone will splinter off and get into, you know, the older ones and stuff like that.
Nice pun, bro. Nice pun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they'll you know, they'll get into it and they'll see the old ones, and, you know, they might get into it and start buying, you know, some of the toys and stuff like that from the older brands and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not a bad thing. And so, yeah, I enjoyed the movie for what it was, man. It kept me, you know, it went fast and it just kept a good pace, and I enjoyed, you know, they changed some things, but I mean, I don't mind anything about that. You know, they're bound to do stuff like that. Like with Baxter, you know, he didn't turn into the human. They had a separate, you know, they had a separate character, new character.
Yeah, Superfly.
Yeah. Superfly.
So. By Ice Cube.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Yeah. So, me and my wife really enjoyed it, man. She loved it a lot, and I liked it a lot. And so I look forward to what they're doing, you know, what they're going to do. The only thing that was kind of throwing me off was that they, I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, they kind of...
No, go for it.
Like the villains kind of teamed up with them. So that was kind of the only thing that threw me off, you know, like all the villains kind of teamed up and... with the turtles and stuff like that. So I know some people were
going to play it.
They teamed up with the turtles?
Yeah. They teamed up to go against Superfly.
Oh, shit. So like Bebop and Rocksteady type of thing?
Wow. So that was a little weird, but I was cool with it, man. I enjoyed it, you know. Because a lot of people, you know, I saw some people were complaining, saying, well, what are they going to do now if they, you know, they're not supposed to be teaming up. They're supposed to be fighting each other and stuff like that. But
it's maybe a fallout.
It's happened everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking in my mind, because, you know, at the end they show the reveal of, like, you know, who's gonna come next. So it's like, you know, they could fall. They could have a falling out and, you know, team up with the next person that's gonna come in. So they leave it up to that.
Bro, that shit happens in DC Comics like every other week, bro. Like, fuck
yeah.
They put aside their differences for the greater good of like Earth or whatever, like that, and fucking. Heroes and villains join forces to fight like a bigger threat, and then you know, the next week now they're like, all right, now we're gonna, you know, chunk them again.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought one of every single toy and I put it away in the closet for later.
Oh, there you go.
Hopefully when the second movie comes out, I'll bring it all out at a toy show.
Have a little gold mine there,
right? But I mean, I low key like all the toys too. Like, if I was still collecting, I'd probably keep them all. There was a Bebop and Rocksteady comic book where it was like very like it had a lot of the same elements as this movie, right?
Oh, okay.
Like they were into hip hop and stuff like that. So that kind of
oh yeah,
I kind of like that aspect of it. And like almost like Iron Fist and Luke Cage type vibe.
Yeah.
So I really like the comic. So this kind of made me feel like that again. And then my kids, the fact that they enjoyed it. And yeah. We can kind of relive this whole thing over again makes it fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. The music was dope, man. I loved all the music in there.
Yeah, I feel like whoever didn't like this movie and you're a Turtle fan, you just don't get none. Like, that's probably it. Yeah. That's probably why you don't like it. Because if you have kids and seeing the smile on their face and them, like, learning about it now and wanting to go back and watch the old cartoon,
yeah,
that's priceless. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
That makes it worth it in itself. So yeah, oh, if you don't like it, you just don't get no cool nanny. So step your game up.
You heard it from Seth.
Yeah, you heard it from Seth straight up. He said you ain't getting none. So yeah, that's
as far
that's
as cool, that's it, yeah. Any more anime? No.
No.
You mind if I step in, Gil?
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
So I've been watching Demon Slayer with my son. Kind of went back and watched it again, and then we watched the current season, so we're all caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. I actually like this last season, like the
sword. You guys watching sub or dub?
River Dark. I have to watch it subbed for my son. He likes it better that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you did not like this season.
No, I liked it. I like this.
Oh, you liked it.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it.
Because I heard some people were like, me and Christian talked about it, like when it was coming out. People were shitting on it, man, and said like the pacing and this and that. I'm just like, what?
I think a lot of people are just like Inosuke fanboys and Zenitsu fanboys really just kind of, I mean, I think that's why. Like, they probably don't get none either. They're with the teenage people. You know what I'm when you have time to worry about stupid shit like that, then yeah.
Yeah.
But something cool that not a lot of people I think are up on is Dead Man Wonderland. It's only 12 episodes, so it's a very short watch, but it was pretty cool. I liked it. It's like about it's like kind of like if you do a crime, you get sent to this amusement park where you have to kind of be like, you have to work for these people, and you know, you have to serve your time out there, but there's a lot of things that, you know, can kill you and stuff like that. So I don't know, it was definitely different, and I like the animation style. So Dead Man Wonderland, if anyone has time to check it out, it's pretty dope.
All right, where are they showing that at?
Crunchyroll.
All right,
yeah, it's not bad. 12 episodes, it's a quick, you know, you can catch up on it real fast.
Yeah, that's not like...
That's like a weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a couple hours.
But yeah, that's it as far as anime. What about you, Gil?
As far as me, man, I really have not watched much. I watched Bleach, the newest episode of Bleach. And then they're kind of like preparing... I'm not trying to ruin anything for Christian.
Yeah, so you can like, go ahead because I'll probably forget.
Okay, they're preparing Ichigo to get back into the fight. He's like finishing up his training for his new powers, new upgrades that he got. So I don't want to ruin any of that. Oh, there we go. RG caught up with Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen's on a 3-week hiatus. This is the first week, so we got 2 more weeks of no Jujutsu before they get into the Shibuya arc. And then, yeah, Bleach is continuing. This week was actually pretty fucking dope, though. Like I said, they started off with Ichigo. He's, you know, coming back to the Soul Society, done with his training. Rukia debuts her new Bankai, new form, and she's all like, you know, I didn't know what it truly was before. And this is more in the line of, like I was telling you last week, Christian, is like they kind of retcon shit pretty often. And yeah. With the... from what was there before to what is there now with Thousand Year Blood War. She has this new form, new crazy shit, new powers, and she's just like transcended. She's way more stronger than what she used to be. Gorgeous as hell. It's a crazy ass new form where like her her hair's purple, eyes turn purple, and all this other shit. It's hella crazy. Demon Slayer new season was great. Absolutely, Archie. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. Gonna start this new Kenshin reboot series. Oh, wait, there's a Kenshin reboot? I didn't know that. That's cool. I did not know that. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, I started, was it Fire Force? I started that. I watched like the first two episodes. It was kind of like mid. I kind of just want to give it a couple more episodes, see if I like it or not. And then I'll decide from there if I want to move forward or not. And I think that's about it for anime. All I watch, I want to say. Might be wrong. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into some news. I'll figure out if I
Jujutsu Kaisen on a video game.
What about it? Wait, what?
Yeah, about the skin. They have the, or was that? Oh, yes. Did you talk about that last week?
I did not. But yeah, right now this week is the Jujutsu Kaisen skins over in Fortnite. Leilani. Oh, I think I might have brought it up because Leilani, she like was asking me for Gojo and stuff like that, and she sent me like this DJ Khaled thing.
I think we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. She sent me the DJ Khaled thing where she's like, roses are red, violets are blue. Let me get that new Gojo. And I was like, what? I don't know. It was some shit on TikTok that somebody had made, and she forwarded it over to me, and I was just like, oh my God. But I caved and I got her the fucking skin. She doesn't ever really play Fortnite like that, but yeah. So talking about Fortnite, you know, well, sorry, video games and anime and all this other stuff. Netflix is looking to adapt Dark Souls into a anime, and this is going to be supposedly happening next year in 2024. So they're supposedly starting to work on it in early development, and it's looking to come out mid 2024. That could be cool, man.
Yeah, I can see that being cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Castlevania series, they fucking killed it with that. So, I mean, if it's in that vein and animation and all that stuff, yeah, that would be awesome. And then stuff that got leaked a little bit, but DC Animated is looking to make Watchmen into a movie, and as well as Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths. So I think we already had the Infinite Earth, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure, but it is now part of that new DCU with James Gunn where everything's connected, whether it's video games, anime, or live action, and it's all canon, so it's going to be new, it's going to be different. So yeah. Yeah, that's all we got for news. Let's get into some gaming. If you don't mind, I'm just going to start it off real quick. Nothing too crazy, nothing too fancy. Play Pokemon Go. They had a community day for Froakie, which is the pre-evolution of Greninja. So I played that, and I played for about an hour. And 1 hour, I ended up catching enough Froakies to get 4 Greninjas, which is pretty fucking dope. I got 2 shiny, 2 regulars. I just walked down, like, I don't know, about for like 20 minutes straight in like a line, and I turned around, walked 20 minutes back, and yeah, it was just kind of cool, just because I really like Greninja. Greninja is one of my favorite water starters ever, so that was cool. Seth, what about you? You do any gaming? Evil Fight was
an occasional Call of Duty match here and there. Nothing really crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much it. What about you, Christian? You playing any games?
Yeah, I haven't played anything lately, man. I haven't had a chance to, really. So
Christian don't play games. All right.
I usually play the Fortnite. I totally forgot about they incorporated Jujutsu Kaisen in there, so I'm going to have to check that out pretty soon.
See what's up. Cool to watch. Ooh.
Yeah, my just like Gil's daughter, my son wants the Jujutsu Kaisen skin. Now he wants to watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh,
so he's like, oh, look, it's the thing from Fortnite. And I was like, no. that's from anime.
Yeah.
And I gotta show you the anime, so.
It's kind of cool though. Like it's introducing the new generation to, like, you know, right, animes and stuff like that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Just finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they don't have like a Mia Khalifa skin, I'll be all right.
Holy shit. No.
The ring.
I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not. I know that we talked about it in the group chat. But Magic the Gathering has incorporated a Lord of the Rings set recently. This is a one-of-one card that recently sold for $2 million plus some other perks and stuff like that. The person that pulled it got in contact with Post Malone because he really wanted it. He didn't make the highest offer. There were other people that definitely made higher offers, a little bit higher, not too much, but Post Malone offered $2 million plus tickets and some other shit like that.
I mean,
dude, you get how insane. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Dude, how insane. Like, there's only
it's like winning the lottery, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
plus you get $2,000. Like,
I would have graded it and sold it for $4 million.
he did grade it and it came back a 9.
Oh wow!
He did grade it and it came back a 9. So
well, there's still going to be no other ones on the census, so you're good.
Exactly with the 1 out of 1. So the dude pre-ordered 1 booster box, and then he went to the pre-release night, and then there were a couple extra, so he picked up 2 extra boxes, so he had 3 boxes total.
Mm-hmm.
He opened them all up, and he even live streamed it. And during the stream, he pulled it, and mm-hmm. he was just like, "Holy shit!" And it was like, "Dude, that's life changing money, $2 million."
Oh, it is $2 million
for some people that, you know. I think basically for all of us, that's life changing money. So,
yep.
The dude got a lawyer, and got a financial advisor and definitely started doing things. And a bunch of people, you know, started getting in contact with them, trying to make offers and this and that. And he tried to reach out to Post Malone. He actually didn't hear anything of him until, like, I think the day or night before one of his concerts, which was like around in the area. And the lawyer set up the meetup. And yeah, at first, the dude wasn't even going to really even buy it. I mean, Post Malone wasn't even going to really buy it. He was just like, let me at least see it before you sell it, you know? And then Post Malone was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. And he got that money. Like, damn. Yeah. I mean, dude.
I'm glad he got it and not Logan Paul. Just saying.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, but Postman needs to come out and get that shit, like, around his neck. Like how mm-hmm. Logan Paul has that Charizard thing. Talking about Pokemon. Pokemon has a new McDonald's set coming out next month. So with your Happy Meals, you're going to get those little 4-card packs. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a 15-card. Yeah, 15-card set. So not huge at all. But here goes Pikachu for the set. Here is a card list. Sprigatito for Coco, Galaxy, Cetadile, Cetillion, Pikachu, Palmy, Kilo Watro. I don't even know who that is. Sandaconda, Flytle, Clawful, Blissey, Tandemos, Cyclozar, and Corellia. I got to say, that set is like really random, other than like the starters. But they got a little bit of this, a little bit of that throughout all the different 8 generations now at this point.
Go back to the Pikachu.
So Pikachu? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the move list?
Oh, so this is in German, by the way. It's not English.
Pikasus. What's Pikasus? What's that move? I don't even want to know, bro.
Oh, God. I was going to say, let's go ahead and start off with this teaser real quick. This will probably be
dope. This will be quicker. I'm going to buy it and not play it, but I'm going to buy it.
There you go.
Is this the last Ronin one?
This is the last Ronin. Yeah, and I mean, it's nothing crazy, nothing, you know, insane. I think it's kind of cool, though, that the candles go out one by one. And then if you see in the background, it kind of shows, like, how each one died, too. you know, like Raph died in the water after the fight with Karai and this and that. So, yeah, it's kind of.
I hope that they add more story to the game. That'll be nice. Well, like, follow the comic, but maybe give us more details in between.
Yeah, and I mean, they're making The Last Ronin 2, that comic, so where they're kind of picking up and Michelangelo's teaching the new kids, the new turtles. So, I mean, they could always give us that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they could expand upon a bunch of the shit that happens.
Like, it'd be cool if you can play as, like, Donatello before
he before dies, each one dies.
Yeah.
Or, like, you have to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you play, you try, and then you have to die.
And then when you die, like, Michelangelo wakes up from, like, a nightmare or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would be crazy. You just shape shit. Only between this. Here we go. So, Mortal Kombat trailer. Got Reptile finally. Reptile finally revealed. And it's kind of cool. He's, like, one of the only people that could. I mean, the only one of the species that gets a human form. And he's an outcast due to it. Oh, come on. I just think it's really insane that they made, like, basically every single one of the ninjas, like, hot. Like, they could all pull, like, any girl that they wanted to if they want. This is crazy as fuck. And then Ermac looks, like, weird as fuck. He's the one ninja that looks, like, weird. Most evil from my soul. My sister demons were furious at my change of heart. So here go some of the other characters. Astra and Sizos. Some play mechanics, interactions. You will accept chaos by choice or by havoc. Killing one realm to free another is a heinous proposition. One I won't let you fulfill. Got some fatalities. Some x-rays. Where is this going to land? Oh, there we go. It's kind of lagging right now. Sorry, guys. You too, size off to catch me. They must see. I really think it's cool if like Reptile, that, you know.
Yeah, Reptile seems like a really cool character.
He yeah. does, man.
That it makes you like him more.
He used part of his reptilian abilities and forms, and like, see, like, his whole entire upper body was reptilian.
That motherfucker is not real.
There goes a fatality. Or sorry, the X-ray. Just as gruesome as always. And here goes the fatality. Damn, only their top half left. Jesus.
See, once again, like something, it looks different. But different enough, but still similar enough to where you kind of want to check it out.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good, man. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, they got me last time. They fooled my ass when they fucking... you know, only gave us a third of the game for $60, and then, you know, they did two expansions for $60 each. I didn't, you know, I didn't want to pay full price for each expansion, so I said, you know what, fuck that. So I think same thing, man. I'm just gonna have to like wait and not get it initially off launch like I want to, especially since like that seems to be the only way to get Shang Tsung too, is that you have to pre-order it. But, I don't know. I think I'm
going to get it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it later, so.
Yeah, could be that. So let's go ahead and get into some entertainment and what we've been watching, like as far as like live action. I'd like to start if that's okay. I watched a classic. I don't know. Like Jade was telling me about it. And I think, Christian, I think you've talked about it before. I'm not 100% sure. And I think Keith and... Matt and everybody has talked about it before at one point. Fanboys. I've never watched it, and that was, I watched it for the first time ever. Started it last night, then I finished it this morning. It's not too bad. It's pretty funny. Kind of hilarious. The different tropes and stereotypes and this and that with like geek culture and Trekkies versus Star Wars and all this other shit. It was just, it was funny. It was hilarious, and just kind of like making fun of how some of the people like look and sound and this and that in conventions and all this other shit. It was pretty funny that Seth Rogen played two different characters that ended up fighting each other. Fucking a pimp that likes Star Wars and then a fucking huge geek nerd for fucking Star Trek, and them going and fucking breaking into Skywalker Ranch and all this other shit to fucking watch episode one early because one of their friends is going to die and shit. It's just, it was a pretty good and solid movie, man. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I can't remember if I've been talking about it, but fucking Warrior season 3, dude. Holy shit, man. Like, this show is fucking amazing. Week in, week out. Like, it, like, I feel like each episode, like, it leaves you on a cliffhanger, and then, like, you know, the next episode comes, it addresses all the shit, but then it sets it up for another cliffhanger, and, like, definitely, it's just always crazy and wild. And this last episode, I think it's, like, episode 8 or episode 9 of season 3. Dude, it is fucking crazy. I don't know if you guys are watching it, but, like, one of the dude's name is Leary. He's like, one of the head guys for, like, all the Irish and shit like that. He runs a bar in Chinatown, or not in Chinatown, but in San Francisco. And he's kind of basically, like, the leader of all the Irish people. They all look at him. He's, like, the best fighter out of, like, all the Irish. Like, he could knuckle up with anybody. He'll go, you know, head to head or take on two or three dudes at the same time. And yeah, he's all about, you know, he's a little bit of a gangster, but he is also a man of like honor and his word and his people and shit like that. It's just really hard to like, I kind of like him and respect him, but it's hard to like him when he's like treating black people badly or, you know, colored people badly, like Asian people and this and that. But I get it, is the my people come first. Like, I need to care about my own people before I care about everybody else. Like, I get that. But it's like, I can't be on your side, though, dog, because you're calling that person a really bad name. But anyways, like, the episode ended where he took on, like, 6 or 7 motherfuckers, dude. It was insane. And there were some pretty bad and brutal. He left nobody alive. There's some pretty bad and brutal kills. The last one basically took a fatality from American History X. You guys are all aware of the curb stomp, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically that kill, but turned up just a little bit. This motherfucker took somebody to the bar.
Oh, and on the edge of the bar.
He made them bite onto it, and he fucking just like, boom, boom. And you just see their mouth like rip and like stretch open and fucking just turn to mush. And then he rips it off, and he just like, looks at the motherfucker and like throws it down, and then he fucking just stomps. I was just like, oh my god, what the dude?
I think the first season, but they use practicals and shit.
Yeah, they use practicals and shit, and dude, it's awesome, phenomenal. It's fucking insane, dude. Watch season 2 and season 3, fucking amazing, dude. You gotta keep up with it. It's fucking great. I always forget to bring it up, but I've been watching it every single Thursday, and it's fucking amazing. When they debuted, was it last month? They dropped the first 3 episodes on that first Thursday. So it's really fucking good, dude. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up with that. I'm trying to catch up with it because I kind of fell off of it, so.
I can't recommend it enough, man. And then I'm trying to think, what else did I watch? I think that's about it, man. I think that was. Oh, I watched WWE, which that shit lightweight blew my mind, and actually I got a little bit of news because of that. If it's okay to like jump into that, but like I was like, what the fuck just happened, and what did we watch and stuff like that? I know it's like I'm not 100% sure because like you know there's rumors and this and that. So last week, this is Roman Reigns' little cousin Jey Uso. He went up against Roman Reigns, his brother, betrayed him and made him lose the match against Roman Reigns. And, you know, his brother was all like, I did it because I didn't want you to end up being like Roman Reigns and being corrupt and this and that, blah, 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 blah. He beat the shit out of everybody. But like at the end of the, when they're signing out, he goes, I'm done with this. I'm done with the Bloodline. I'm done with SmackDown. I'm done with the, WWE. And he's like, deuces. And he jumps over the barrier and he goes in with the crowd and he just walks away and he leaves. And then, you know, he says that he's quitting, retiring WWE. Don't know how true it is or if it's just a work. But like, dude, WWE even took him off the roster, the current roster, and placed him onto the alumni that he no longer is employed with them. So I'm just like, what the fuck? People are saying that his contract's up this month. So that's why they're doing this. I don't know. But I, you know, the storytelling over there in WWE is fucking amazing. It's great. So I was just like, ah, dude, what the fuck? And then, you know, since his brother kind of betrayed him or whatever, he kicked his brother in the face and fucking knocked his ass out. So it was really good. It was really funny. And just, yeah, just, but supposedly he's not, scheduled to come on anytime soon. So I'm just like, oh damn, did he quit? And I'm like, I had that 2-pack coming. I'm all like, and fucking now he's not even there with WWE anymore.
Mm-hmm. You can sell that one off and just keep Jimmy.
Yeah, just keep Jimmy and get rid of the J. Yeah.
And then it's funny because I see a meme that says Jey Uso is all elite.
Yeah, there's a lot of that shit going around right now is that he's going to sign up with AEW and people are like, that would be crazy. WWE. If WWE was smart, they would let them to build up. Like, if he is coming back, to like let him go to a different promotion and build up more hype.
Might as well get that check, back, that money.
Yeah, and then people are like, "Oh, AEW, do you need your own tribal chief and this and that?" And I was just like, "Oh God, holy shit, that'd be insane." So we'll see what happens. Eva's all bummed out because she's all like, "So is he not going to be there at the Super Show?" And I was like, "Probably not." I was like, unless they come back and start picking up the story again, I was like, he probably won't be there. So that kind of sucks. Anyways, that's about it. Christian, what you been watching, man?
Shit, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've really been watching anything, really. I haven't really had a chance to watch anything. I'm still needing to catch. I started watching shit because I... You know, the new Reservation Dogs came out, and I've been trying to watch that, but I low-key fell asleep because I started it too late. So I watched most of it, but the first episode, but I got to finish the rest of it because I fell asleep on half of it. And then another show I want to watch is This Fool, the second season. I love that. The first season was excellent. I love that show. It's hilarious, man. So I want to get into that, too, as well. So
I watched that. I forgot about that.
Did you watch the second season already?
I watched all of the second season. have you watched season two or not?
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it. I haven't started it yet.
I'll just leave it alone. But yeah. Dude, it's great.
Yeah.
It sets up shit. It's kind of like they progress a little bit, mm-hmm. but then by the end of it, it's kind of like they kind of end where they started, and it's like they made no progression in a way. So like, I got kind of bummed out with that.
Yeah.
But as people, they grew. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. But yeah. Yeah, that's no, I don't think I've really watched anything else. So let's say besides the Turtle movie, we watched the Turtle movie. I already talked about that. So what about you, Seth? What you been watching?
I tried watching The Witcher. This season isn't capturing me, so I'm taking it slow.
Have you heard what the fuck the director dude said? Mm-mm. Oh, it was inevitable that we were going to recast because the role of Geralt has reached the level of Batman, James Bond, and blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, just each season may be somebody new, somebody different. I'm like, dude, Geralt is not that of that level. First off,
that's Henry Cavill, period. Like,
yeah. I'm sorry, that's what it is. Not...
No.
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, no. Geralt isn't like a mantle, like it isn't like a mantle or a thing, or like whoever is the Witcher is Geralt. Like that's not how it works at all. No.
If they were smart, they would have did. They would have just did a prequel series with the dude, and said he was a younger Geralt.
Yeah.
But you know these execs, they get paid all this money, and then they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So it's like, shit, give me that money, change my life, and I'll change y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm watching it, but slowly. Twisted Metal, I've been watching. I'm almost done with that.
I've been watching that too. Yeah, I keep on
pretty good. That. Bridgerton? No, I'm kidding.
You got kicked out for that one.
my wife watches that, so it's funny because I'm like, you know, I'm kind of just on my phone on the couch. But what's the last thing I've been watching? Oh, Bear season 2. It's like a cooking show.
Oh, that's just
that was great. Excellent. Yeah, that show is excellent all around, man.
And I have like a couple episodes of that, but that's about it.
Dude, there's one episode. I think it's like 7 or 8. It is fucking intense. It's about like how the family dinners were.
Oh, shit, that was, dude.
I was watching that shit.
Yeah. Just there was just so much going on, man. Just her yelling at everybody, and everybody's yelling at everybody. I cannot.
Fuck that. Nope.
Yeah.
Stress me the fuck out.
But yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Gotcha. We're getting to the last little piece of news, which, you know, nothing too crazy. I feel like because of the strikes and everything like that, I mean, there's no real progression, honestly, with anything. Everything is on hold. Nobody's really working.
I'll do it.
Nobody's really working other than in the animated department, because that's completely separate and different.
Yeah.
So they have a different union, and they don't, it's not the same thing as the SAG and this and that. I guess it's a completely different entity and all this other shit. You know, we don't got to get into that stuff, but they're like, those are basically the only projects that are still working and going on and this and that. Anyways, there was rumors that came out just recently about like right before everything shut down with Deadpool 3, is that there's actually going to be Phoenix versus Scarlet Witch. So Elizabeth Olsen and I can't remember this chick's name.
Someone that played Jean Grey.
There we go. Supposedly they're going to have a face off in Deadpool 3. And I was like, dude, holy shit, this is going to be like wild. When I shared the information, Jade kind of poo-pooed on it, which, why Jade, why would you poo-poo on it? Whatever. But I'm just like, dude, that's some shit, like, only from the comics, Dark Phoenix versus fucking
I mean, I would have liked to see Emma Frost versus Scarlet Witch.
Nah, bro, Emma Frost ain't even on the same level, dog.
Isn't she, like, a magic user, though?
Emma Frost? No, she's a psychic
teleporter. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. She's the same thing. No, you're right. I was, for some reason, what was I thinking? I don't know. Somebody, a magic user, I thought would be better.
A magic user? Yeah. I mean, like, the only real person, like, the strongest person would be, like, Doctor Strange, I feel like.
Right, they already did that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to poo-poo it on, like, Jade.
No, but like in Avengers versus X-Men, I mean, that's what part of it was like they were trying to get what you call Hope, and they had Scarlet Witch and Captain Marvel going after Hope because of like the Phoenix Force. Yeah, so that's what they ended up, you know, those were the two Avengers that were able to semi take on what you call the Phoenix Force. But yeah, I mean, I'm all up for this, and if that's what they end up doing, dope, cool. I wonder how they'll do it. Like, I know that Deadpool kind of isn't serious, so I'm sure, like, they'll reference something, and then, like, it'll be, like, some type of action, and then they'll pan away, and, like, we probably won't even see Victor or anything like that. He'll probably just make some type of wisecrack or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to think, how does all this play out, and then the fact that it's, like, has Fox 20th Century, like, the actual thing, like in the background while they're fighting, like Wolverine versus Deadpool and shit. I'm just like, what the fuck? It seems like it's going to be so wild, like all the shit that I've been reading and seeing on it. So, yeah. But anyways, that's it. Let's call it a night. I think we did a pretty good show tonight. What say you, gentlemen?
Yeah. Felt good to be back. You know, I've been wanting to do some kind of pod recently, so got it in there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and do sign outs and shout outs. Christian?
Yeah, man. Y'all can follow me on IG at Ghost09. That's about it. What about you, Seth? Where can people find you at?
Seth.Horton.33 on Instagram. Shout out to Invincible Toys. We are going to come with a bunch of cool stuff really soon. So look out for that. And catch me at your next toy show. I might be there. Who knows? Yeah.
I'm Gil, Blackpool Comics, on all social media and YouTube. Next week, me and Matt will be over at the San Jose Comic Con over in San Jose. So come check us out. We'll be there from, I believe, 10 to 5. Come say what's up. We're going to have some great deals, a lot of great product and all that good stuff. And until next time, guys, make sure to stay geeked up and geek out. Later.
Later, y'all.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate it, bro.